What's up? It's Robert Kelly doing another You Know What Dude podcast. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually sitting here with the writer and performer of the song of the podcast.
I prefer composer.
Composer of the podcast, Mr. Joe DeRosa, my fucking partner in crime.
Yeah, I made the music for your podcast out of the kindness of my heart. And then you tell me some fucking shithead fan sends you a fucking other song that you might start using.
I don't know if he's a shithead. I'm just some other guy, some dude came up with another song.
I take that as a direct attack on me, on my person.
Why?
Play the other song. Let's hear it.
All right, well, I got to find it. Well, I mean, your song is good. You just thought that maybe I need another song. That's all. Right. I mean, how long did it take you to do that?
It's a guy trying to shove me. A while, dude.
Did it really? It
took hours, yeah. It takes time to fucking put that together.
All right, let me see if I can find it. It's I don't even have it on here because podcast.
Because nobody does something like that unless they're trying to shove you out. Nobody's going, I just thought this would help. That's somebody going, I want to take his position.
What do you mean his position? What's your position?
It's like when you're the first rank on like the sales team, and then the new guy comes in to the supervisor and goes, hey boss, I did all this extra work just because. It's like, fuck you, you're trying to take my position. No, this is my, I did this. This is my turf.
Well, let me, I found it. So why don't we listen to both of them and, yeah, and see if, see where, you know.
Let's
new,
hear it.
New podcast. Here it is. All right, let's, hang on 1 second. I got to fucking pull it up here. Here's a, let's see if it works.
Is this it?
This is it right here.
You know what, dude? You know what, dude? You know what, dude?
So boring. I apologize. You know, this is like bullshit. I don't know who the fuck is even listening to this. I'm in a fucking hotel room trying to fucking sound professional, and I'm not. I'm not a professional. It's just another fucking bullshit podcast. I don't care. Go fuck yourself.
It's no contest. I mean, do we need even listen?
Wait. I mean, let's just.
This is great. It's gonna be a great podcast.
And then it kind of fades into the podcast, which is kind of good. And then I mean, yours.
See the difference in production quality right off the bat.
Okay, there's a difference in production quality. I do give you that. But the other one's kind of rocking. This is kind of like, bam, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah,
because
guess what? You're not rocking.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, this matches your fucking personality. Just kind of trudging along.
And well, he did change it a couple times, so that's like not the actual last, you know, not the final version of it.
Well, take it to your fans, Ben. Let them vote if they like the other guys better. You know, hey.
Really?
Yeah. Why? You know, why not?
Let's go.
It's a fair thing to do.
Done. All right. Well, here's one of the final versions of what he sent me.
Okay.
Okay.
What's up? Thanks for coming by and checking out the,
You Know What Dude, You Know What Dude, You Know What Dude,
podcast. This is so boring. I apologize. Oh, who the fuck is even listening to this? I don't care. I'm in a fucking hotel room talking into my iPhone with my hands on my balls. Oh, Jesus, my balls, Richie. Trying to fucking sound professional. And I'm not. I'm not a professional. This podcast isn't professional. And listen to some bullshit. So, go fuck yourself. But other than that, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great podcast.
Right?
No.
I mean.
No, I don't think it's good.
You don't think it's good? And then there's yours. Gimp, gimp, gimp.
Yeah.
Gimp, gimp, gimp. It's kind of like...
Sounds like theme music.
It's like I feel like my... It's like an underwater podcast. Gimp, gimp, gimp.
It's better. Mine's better.
If you think that Joe's is better...
Those shitty drum fills on that other one...
I say we put it to the two fans that listen to this. Hopefully there's three fans.
All right.
And we put it to them. Whoever thinks that Joe's podcast theme song is better, email me, Robert, was it rkfan at robertkellylive.com. Or if you like Tracy's. And whoever's...
Is Tracy a boy or a girl?
It's a boy. Okay. I think. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't even think of that.
You know what? I'm so fucked up that I swear to God, this is a terrible thing to admit, that if you would have been like, it's a girl, I was going to give it more credit. Yes. I was like, oh, that's pretty good then for a girl. But that's so
and
terrible, man.
You would have tried to get in touch with her to see if you could fuck her.
Yeah.
That's exactly what was going on. Because that's exactly what through my head. I didn't even know if it's a girl. Jeez, why am I fucking trying to get on Skype with this bitch and go over details of what I want?
Yeah, but, sure.
All right. Well, I mean, look, yours is still in. Yours is there. We opened up with yours out of respect.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for not casting me aside for any fucking internet guy that sends you a piece of fucking tape. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Look, dude, I really appreciate you wrote that theme song. You did it. You produced it. You composed that for me, and I use it all the time. I use it on the intro and the outro of all the podcasts. All
right.
I give you credit. I don't know if people know that.
Maybe it's time for a new song. I get it.
Yeah, maybe it is. But anyways, so me and Joe, first things first, our film is in Tribeca, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We and most people don't know that the film is actually from a real situation that happened with me and you where you – well, I don't want to give it away.
Right. But. Yeah, actually, don't say anything. But it's based on a true story. We should have wrote that in the movie, based on a true story.
We should have.
Fuck.
Idiots. What fucking idiots.
God damn it.
Based on it. Because that actually gives it way more credit.
Yeah. Motherfucker. Motherfucker. Oh, well. So it's based on a true story.
Can we say that at the beginning of every showing at Tribeca? Like, you get up and go, based on a true story. Yeah.
And they go, sit down, asshole. Your movie isn't the only movie.
Yeah, it's 15 minutes long. We really are presenting this like it's a feature film.
I don't tell people. When I was at South by Southwest, they were going, how do you want to be intro'd when we bring you on stage? I go, I want you to say, his new movie that he directed is in Tribeca. A world premiere. I never told anybody it was a short or anything. It just made it sound like I really fucking... had a movie.
I always, out of my low self-esteem for myself, I always say it's a short. It's only 15 minutes. I'm such a piece of shit. I should go your route. But yeah, that's one thing.
I do that sometimes too, but I was like, fuck this. This audience doesn't need to know.
But you did direct it. You did a fucking amazing job, which was awesome.
Well, everybody did. You guys were all great.
Yeah,
everybody
but look, look, visually the fucking movie came out great. I mean, it looks great. You did a fucking amazing job directing. That was your first time directing something legitimate.
Ever.
Well, fuck, if I knew that, I wouldn't have let you fucking do it, jackass. I thought you did shit before that.
No, I just wanted to. It was just my dream. Oh. But, fuck, man, it led me to eventually getting... some professional directing work.
Yeah, you've been directed a lot this year, actually.
It's freaking crazy, man.
It's great. Well,
so hopefully it keeps moving.
We also have, I don't know if we can even talk about it yet, can we?
We can talk, I don't know.
I think we can. It's already in the can. We just signed the papers.
The book.
Yeah,
that we can, I think.
We can talk about it. We're actually...
But we can't say what it's about or anything.
We can't.
I don't think, no.
Why?
I think we just say we're writing a book.
All right, well, we're writing a book.
Bill Burr and Bobby and myself.
Me, Billy Burr, and Joe DeRosa are writing a book with a huge...
Publisher. One of the big four.
We could say who it is.
Yeah, I think so, right?
Simon & Schuster.
Yeah, big four.
One of the big
According
four.
According to Wikipedia.
we got a book deal with Simon & Schuster. Yeah. Actually, a little bidding war happened.
I know, that was exciting.
Yeah, they came to us and... Well, let's say this. Our management sent it out to our agent, our book agent, Lydia, awesome, really good woman, actually sent it out to everybody, our book proposal. Half of the people wrote back that they were literally disgusted. What was that one email the lady said?
The funny thing is one of the positive ones said, this is a beautiful and hilarious piece of misogyny or something like that. That was one of the positive ones. Somebody was like,
She said,
this is like disgraceful.
She could never imagine proposing this to her higher ups.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, she was embarrassed to even take it forward.
Yeah, but she kept complimenting us, going, I'm sure these guys are very talented and they'll go far in the business, just in case we do. It is a hit or it is successful. But yeah, she was appalled. And no, she said she was disturbed reading it.
It's so fucking funny.
Half of the people that read it literally were just disturbed and appalled by the proposal that we sent out. But the other half were fucking loved it and got it. And, you know, and then it literally, Simon & Schuster came to us with an offer, but other people were interested and they came back and said, look, here's this to get it off the table right now.
Yeah, it was cool.
I was in Aruba. It totally fucked my Aruba trip. Because usually I'm in Aruba and it's like, oh, finally, I got nothing going on. I can just really kind of enjoy my loser life of, you know, just fucking doing shows and trying. And it's like, I got that book deal. I was like, I just want to get the fuck out of here and go write a book. You know what I mean? I kind of felt important. I looked around like, you know, that's why, like, you think of famous people, they're always working and doing shit. And you look at it like, how could you fucking, why are you so busy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, like Patrice said, I worked really hard for 8 years to be lazy. And that's always in my head. Like, you know, I get to fucking play Xbox. And as soon as you get stuff going on, you're like, fuck.
Couple perks, right?
Yeah.
That's funny. I had that same enthusiasm until 10 pages into writing the actual book.
Yeah,
I was
writing
like, this fucking sucks. I mean, I appreciate the opportunity.
I'm not
being a shit. I appreciate that I'm getting to do it, but it's fucking hard, man.
It's not like writing a script. It's not like writing comedy. You write a script, it's somehow, writing dialogue is so much easier.
Ugh.
Because writing a book is just words. Words and words and words and words and words.
And then you also have to be like, there's this whole other level of research. You have to research shit when you write a script, but you know, it's like, there's this whole other level of like accountability, man. Yeah. You know, it's beyond just having snappy dialogue. Like, it's like, I have to fucking make sure I don't look like an idiot.
Yeah.
I have to make sure that these facts I'm stating are accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God for fucking Wikipedia.
Which that's probably, it's all probably wrong.
Yeah,
anyway.
But at least we can blame them. You know what I mean?
I watched this Eddie Izzard special, and he was talking about going on Wikipedia. He was like doing this whole fucking bit about history and stuff.
Yeah.
He was like, I got all this on Wikipedia, and he was like talking about what it's like when you research on Wikipedia, and it was so what happens with this book when we go on Wikipedia. He's like, you read two sentences, then you're bored immediately. It's like, then you see a blue thing, and you click on it.
It's fucking
true, dude. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to read the... You get like a paragraph in, you're like, fuck this. Fucking brutal, man.
It's fucking hard. But
it's great. When you finish something, it's so rewarding. When you read it and you're like, this is good, that's great. You know?
Yeah, as soon as we're done with the chapter. And the way we're doing it is, you know, we're kind of divvying out chapters. You know, Joe, do this. Billy, you do this. Bobby, you do this.
Right.
So it's so much better that we have each other to kind of divvy up the work, but it still sucks. Imagine if you got your own book deal, how much that would blow. And now I know why people get ghostwriters. I mean, I was watching an episode of Columbo, and this famous writer, all he did was talk into a microphone, take those tapes, give it to a transcriber, and they just transcribe his shit into their paragraphs and sentences and make sure everything's spelled correct. I mean, that's how a lot of people, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's people who write books themselves, but every fucking comic in the world has a book out now. And I know Jim Norton writes it, but I know Jim Norton's, you know, he writes all his own shit. He doesn't have a ghostwriter. But I think very few comics out there, you know, or talent out there they have to have a ghostwriter.
Yeah, you can't, you know, some foul-mouthed fucking dick joke guy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you read his book and it sounds like fucking Walt Whitman wrote it or something. You're like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know, like, you didn't fucking write this.
But we are writing the book. We have no ghostwriters. We're writing the fucking book. And it's going to be good, man. A lot of you fucking scumbags that are into our comedy are going to definitely like this book.
Yeah, it's right up everybody's alley.
It's going to be controversial, too. I mean, let's put it this way. Women are going to hate this book.
And be obsessed with it, though.
Yes, and be obsessed with it. And men are going to love it.
Yeah, and maybe hate it.
Yes, and maybe hate it. But that's the first time I've ever announced that, by the way. So we got the movie in Tribeca. Yeah. Which is April, starts in April, April 23rd through the 28th, I believe, right?
I think our first screen's on the 23rd and our last one's on the 30th, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
I can't remember.
You go to Tribeca, we're doing a podcast. No, shut the fuck up! She said, hi, folks. We're going to do it's going to be quick because we're both,
starving.
We're getting Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, it's $10 bucket sundae.
I just want mashed potatoes.
Shut up. We're on the podcast. You don't fucking talk while I'm doing a podcast.
So we're
what the fuck? You don't talk. Do you not understand?
Bobby S. is worth the razors. She didn't get them.
No.
Apparently. But that's all right, because we're going to get KFC, $10 bucket sundae.
Well, the funny thing is, though, is I was, I forget, one of the things that I've always, you know, talk about you is that, I mean, and don't take this the wrong way, if one was to look at you and to size you up in a second, I mean, look, if I'm standing in front of the comedy club, people think I'm the bouncer. I'm wearing black, I'm bald, I fucking look like an angry asshole. If one was to size you up,
sure,
it's... I mean, physically, and, you know, you...
Yeah, you can get to the slam. That's
all right, well, I mean, you just... You're not...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you just... It's... You just a hunk of garbage. But all that being said, one of the things that I like about you is that you... I mean, what's behind you, you're a great writer, you can direct, you're funny, you play music, you have a band, you rap, you went to college... For film, you got a lot of shit behind you. I mean, if you look at you, you think you're just a fucking piece of shit that knows nothing, that plays video games and fucking tries to get pussy once in a while.
Right.
With a, you know, probably...
I think the same thing about you.
But...
No, so I know what you mean, though. You know, you look like you'd be like this Boston knucklehead guy.
Right.
You know, you just want to talk about the fucking Pats or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Then you talk to you, you're like, this is a fucking emotional guy, smart dude, well-read,
right.
Funny mother, you know, funny, that kind of goes without saying, whatever, you know what I mean? Right. Like sharp eye for all the, you know, producing, all the, you know, it's right, like, yeah. Great fucking actor.
So,
look at that.
So, if you could have just saw his face where he was like, is that good enough? Like, is that, no, what I'm
no,
saying,
saying
I, what I'm I, saying about yeah. you, though, let me get to my point. Thank you for the compliment, but you kind of ruined my compliment because I just,
oh, I thought you were
my
done.
Compliment was for a point.
Oh, I
was going
done.
Down
sure.
a road.
Okay, sure.
That's the funny thing about you is that you went to college. And we were actually walking. We were coming from a meeting the other day with our management for some other fucking great news that we got coming down that we won't release yet. But we were coming from a meeting, and you know, you obsessing about your fucking iPad because you have to have one as soon as you get. I call these things missions, and for people who don't know what that is, it's I need a mission. Okay, I have my life, I have my wife, I have my comedy, I have all the stuff I have to do, but I need a mission, whether it be a new shirt, a new recorder, an iPad, a new case. I need a mission to be on all the time to save me from killing myself. And you do the same thing, whether it be a certain leather jacket, very specific leather jacket. You're actually more specific than I am with things. It has to be... The right collar, the right color. It has to be from a certain store. If you see something, that's your mission.
Yeah.
And your mission this week, for some fucking reason, because you were denouncing the iPad the whole year I had it, telling you it's the best thing. Dude, it's the best thing I ever got. Dude, you got to get one. You were fucking busting my chops. And now all of a sudden, like fucking Anthony, Opie, Norton, and everybody else who fucking got an iPad
now. It was
now.
Seeing Voss buy your old one. Seeing Voss... happy.
Right.
And having it pissed me off so much. It literally made me jealous. I was like, I swear to God, in that moment, I was like, I have to get this. I have to get the fucking... I love Voss. I love him to fucking death.
Yeah, I love
but him. But I got so jealous. And I think, too, jealous that he was buying your old one, because we kind of... I was like, maybe I'll buy your old one.
Right.
But then he bought it, and yeah. I was like... I felt like left out.
Right.
That was it.
So you had to have one.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were going in and out of stores, every fucking store there was. You were fucking 2 seconds away from buying one at Verizon, and I pulled you out of the fucking store and said, just take a minute. And we're walking up the street, and I'm literally pissed at you.
Yeah.
Because you had me doing this. Yeah. And then...
Yeah, he's fucking yelling at me. Get out of fucking time to go in and out of these fucking stores looking for a goddamn fucking iPad, dude. I have dogs, Joe. I have a wife. I have things I need to do. I got a guy coming to put fucking doors on my closet. Fucking, I feel like shit. And then he stops and he goes, you know, there's a Chick-fil-A right near here. But, and then I freak out. I'm like, where? Chick-fil-A in New York? What are you talking about? And if you don't know what Chick-fil-A is, it's the... Because they don't have them here. They don't have them in New York.
I don't get it.
I don't think they have them in Jersey either.
They have them in Jersey. Paramus Mall. Me and her rented a car and drove to Paramus Mall 30 minutes away, Saturday night, all the way to the mall, went in, loaded a bag full of fucking Chick-fil-A, drove all the way back, and didn't touch it until the movie was started.
Oh, yeah, you gotta wait. You gotta...
Yeah. Yeah, if you fucking eat, if you're the type of person that can fucking have a movie already playing and have food delivered in the middle of it, you're an asshole. You gotta have the food delivered, okay? Set it all up, have that fucking movie... Not you're going to order it. It has to be already ordered and ready to go on pause, past the fucking beginning credits, ready to get right into it. So when you hit play, you take the first bite of your beautiful meal. And that's a beautiful night.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
it's great.
That's a beautiful night.
You got to do it like that. So, you got to do it like that. All right, so yeah.
But the Chick-fil-A, there's a stipulation. It's not just the Chick-fil-A out in the open.
Yeah, it's in the NYU student
cafeteria.
Something. I mean, yeah. It wasn't a regular cafeteria. It was like a Subway, KFC, I mean, a Chick-fil-A, and like some other shit.
Yeah, you have to be a student of NYU to go into this place.
Yeah.
There's a security guard. You have to be a student to go into this place. And that's why I've known about it for a year. And I've never gone because I'm scared of getting in. But apparently for you, you have no fucking problem. Because as soon as I said the security and it's in the thing, we got to figure out a way. You go, no, we're walking right in. You turned into this fucking alpha male.
Well, you got to, dude, it was like you're going to steal something. You got to fucking go in and do it. You can't be looking around like this and shit. You got to fucking. So I was like, dude, no, walk the fuck in past the desk like you're a student here or some shit. Walk in like you belong here.
It's easy for you. You fucking look like a student.
It's that thing.
I look like a fucking janitor.
It's that, well, the janitor would walk right in. The janitor's going to stop worried. It's that thing in the game where they tell you, I think it's in the game where he says, they go, when you walk into a room, walk directly up to the person you want to talk to. Don't walk in and start looking around like who's here.
Right.
Walk in and fucking go right up to somebody. It shows confidence. Like, that's the same thing. Walk directly into that fucking Chick-fil-A.
That, for most guys, it's women in a bar. For me and you, it's Chick-fil-A sandwich. You walk right up to that Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's yours.
Yeah, yeah.
You peacock.
You take it.
So we go to this fucking place and
load the trays up.
We literally walk right through security. I'm nervous as shit. And I've been arrested. I've stolen shit. I have no problem doing crime. It's just the college aspect of it makes me nervous because there's a bunch of kids running around. And you went to college, which we'll get into in a second. But we walk right the fuck in. I'm literally following your lead. We walk right up to the Chick-fil-A and I'm nervous. For one, that we're not supposed to be there. For two, that I'm in the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I'm fucking, we're there, and the sandwiches are in the fucking slider. And then, hang on. All right. It's my mother. It's my fucking mom.
You want to call her back? You want to take it now?
Hang on. No, don't stop it. All Ma. Right. Ma. Hi, Ma. Listen, I know, I'm sorry I didn't call you back yesterday. I'm doing a pot, huh? I'm not doing pot. I'm doing a podcast right now. Can I call? Hang on. Can I? I'm call you back. What are you calling about, Andrew's thing? What? Why? Yeah. Yeah. Really? Really?
Get half a Manhattan. Hello. One a day, Peg.
So, all right. Was that Andrew's birthday?
No, it was Papa's.
Oh, Papa's birthday was today. Okay, I got to call Nan. Shit. I forgot. It was my grandfather's 101 birthday. He would have. He was a few days away from being 101. All right. Well, I love you. I'll call you back when I'm done with the podcast, all right?
Think about what I could get him.
Okay, I will. I'll think about it.
Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
We're taking Kristen back to Curry right now.
Okay. Right, Ma. I get it. Ma.
I love you. Bye.
Ma, I love you, too. I'll talk to you later.
I love you, too.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
I love you. Anyways.
You have the same voice as your mom.
I do?
You both have the same.
I don't like that you
just... All right, dude.
I don't like that you just called my mom a fucking dirty Bostonian in a weird shit. Roundabout way. So we're in the fucking Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I'm fucking nervous.
Yes.
You fucking... You're up there. You don't even give a shit. You're like the coolest cucumber in the fucking room.
We were in the place. What did you think we were going to do to us? I got to admit, I've never seen you that nervous. And I was like... What the fuck do you think is going to happen? Like, do you think they're going to arrest us or some shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't get arrested for that.
I'm 40. I'm fucking hanging around 19-year-olds.
Yeah, it's damn.
Trying to get chicken. That's weird, dude.
All right, so we load up the trays with shit.
Load them up. And you actually, I was trying to load my tray up a little more than, and you were like, dude, you don't need it.
We got.
There was an intervention.
Can I talk about what we got?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we got a sandwich. We each got a sandwich, nuggets, fries, coleslaw, and a drink.
Right.
That's a major fucking meal.
Right.
In fact, I even go, do you want to split fries? And you go, fuck you. No.
That's appalling.
And it takes a fucking, yeah. So then you tried to get an extra sandwich. I was like, dude, stop. You don't need any more. You've had enough now.
Right. So we're waiting in line. Literally 20 students in line. We're in the middle of this line.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold my head down so they don't see my gray whiskers on my fucking chin.
Yeah.
You're just standing like the fucking, like you go to school there.
Yeah, there's this huge line. Now, the way this thing worked was there was an entrance area and an exit area. The exit area is where the cash registers are. The entrance area was unguarded. There was nobody monitoring anything. So you could just take your food and walk back out the fucking entrance area. Nobody would know. Nobody's looking.
Yeah, except for God and karma.
Really? Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. So nobody's looking. There's one old lady running the cash register. She's got 20 fucking students. She doesn't see. I go, dude, let's fucking walk.
I'm like,
with
no.
The Chick-fil-A. Let's go.
No.
It's free.
I'm already nervous as it is. $30
worth of fucking fast food each. I'm like, let's just fucking go. Nobody's going to catch us. He wouldn't do it. You know why he wouldn't do it? You weren't scared you were going to get arrested. You told me you were afraid they were going to. You said, I'm afraid they're going to take my Chick-fil-A away from me and not let me have it. That's what he was scared of, they were going to say no, that he wasn't allowed to eat it.
Could you imagine getting so close and then having it ripped out of my hand? I would have literally bit through the tinfoil if that was the case. I would have bit through the fucking tinfoil. And then we sat in this cafeteria, and these students were looking, we were just eating in the cafeteria, and the students were looking at it. And then you started reminiscing about fucking your college life, which I fucking hate college life. I've never had it. I went to a Bunker Hill Community College. Like I said to Colin, I go, fuck, I was complaining about college life after you were just reminiscing about it. And he was like, yeah, well, I'm sure there wasn't a real big social life on Bunker Hill Community College. Place closed at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah, Mike Collis had the same hours of a florist.
I had a great time, man, because I went initially to Temple. You know Temple.
No.
Philly, right? Temple University.
Oh, yeah.
I initially went to Temple, but I went to one of the satellite campuses in Ambler, Pennsylvania. So it was like 2,000 kids there.
Right.
You could live there, but it was very similar to community college. Nothing was going on. It all shut down early.
Right.
But I hated it. I lived on campus. I hated it. I went into this miserable depression. Really bad. I was so depressed that they let me out of my housing contract.
Really?
They were like, we're worried about you. You can just move home. And I went home, and I was like, I'm not going to go to school if that's what it's like. Fuck that. It sucks. And my parents were like, well, you can transfer. I found this school called Kutztown in Pennsylvania. And it was like 11,000 kids right in the middle of like the Mennonite and Amish country in Pennsylvania, right near Scranton.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do there except party. And it was like this secluded thing. And the town itself was probably 2 square miles, was tiny. So the whole town was college kids.
Right.
It was like that was it. Every housing fucking thing downtown was student house. So it was just a city of college kids.
Right.
So it was just fucking chaos, dude.
Right.
It was fucking chaos. And then my last 2 years there was this pizzeria right in the middle of Main Street called Mama's Pizza.
Yeah.
It was the most famous, most popular spot in town. Everybody went after the bars. It was the hot fucking spot to get food and shit at night. They had 6 apartments above it. And we got into the Mama's building my third year at school, which was like, it was like, dude, you're fucking in. That's the spot.
Right.
You know, there was like 3 buildings where you wanted to live, you know? So we got in the whole fucking building. Every apartment was guys in the ice hockey team except my apartment. We were all in theater. But they liked us, man, and we all got along. We all liked to booze it up, so we had fun together. And they kind of liked that we were in theater. They'd come see our plays and shit, and we'd go see their ice hockey games. It was fucking fun, man. But it was just the best
time.
Wait a minute.
They would come to your plays?
Yeah, they'd come watch us do shit.
Like,
they'd come, like, support us.
So it was just a bunch of jocks in the audience?
Yeah, they'd come out, like
Joe!
Yeah, they would get, like,
throw
excited.
Throw you flowers?
Yeah.
And you'd go to their hockey games and not know anything that's happening?
Yeah, exactly.
Kick another touchdown!
Exactly, because it was all just an excuse to get wasted.
Right.
So they're like, we'll get wasted and come to your play. And we're like, well, we'll get wasted and come to your game. Like, who cares, man? Like, let's have a good time. But the best story was we had this one day, and it was literally like the day to end all days in college. It was the end of the semester. A lot of guys were moving out the next year. People were graduating. It was all going to shift in the next year. So we were like, we got to go all out. So we used to have these keggers. We had it was open balconies in the apartment building. It wasn't even closed hallways.
Right.
So we'd have these keggers out on the balconies.
Right.
And fucking just tons of broads and music. It was the shit, man. I don't know why we never got busted. We just didn't.
Right.
So my friend Pat next door and Keith, they lived together next door. They had been fucking panty raiding these chicks' houses all semester. Every time they were at a chick's house for a party, they would fucking panty raid them and steal their shit.
Right.
So we had this thing called the panty luau, and we fucking hung all the fucking underwear and bras from all the chicks around the whole thing. It was insane, dude. There was like fucking 100 pair.
Right.
Of underwear. And then we invited all those chicks, and they thought it was funny. I'm like, oh, shit, there's my underwear.
Some fat chick trying to get her fucking double D bra off the fucking wall.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the craziest day, because we're getting fucking loaded, right? And there was this shop, there was a supermarket down the street, and I'm a big Star Wars freak. It was right when Phantom Menace, the first prequel, came out.
Yeah.
They had this cardboard cutout in the supermarket of Darth Maul. It was a life-size cardboard cutout. I propositioned this supermarket 8 times to buy it. I was like, please sell that to me. They wouldn't sell it to me. They're like, no, it's got to go back to Lucas. Like, we're not allowed to give that to anybody. So we're all fucking banged up. My buddy's got a minivan. He goes, fuck this. We're getting Darth Maul today. We drove down to the supermarket. We put hoodies and sunglasses on to disguise ourselves. We went into the fucking supermarket. They had the minivan running with the big sliding door open outside. We grabbed it and fucking ran. And they were chasing us. The employees were chasing us. We were so fucking scared. I think Pat was running with it.
We're going, go, go, go. He's fucking running with it up in the air. He's holding it up in front of him so you can't see. It hits the fucking door on the way out and breaks in half. And we just fucking grab it, though. We get it. We jump into the van. We peel out. We get Darth Maul. We bring it back. Everybody's going fucking crazy because we got it. We keep drinking, keep drinking, keep drinking. Then we move to this other party that night. This is how the night ends. We're at this other party. My friend Pat, this guy, what the fuck was this guy's name? I forget this guy's name, but this Italian dude we knew. He didn't go to school with us.
Right.
We just knew him from around town. He was like 40. He finally came to one of our parties. We were all excited. Like, you got to come hang, dude. Right. So he comes. He gets fucking totaled. We go to this other party with him. He's wrestling my friend Pat.
Yeah?
Pat loved to wrestle all the fucking time. He'd get drunk and take his shirt off and start wrestling and shit.
It's called gay. That's why I fucking hate college.
I got to get this kid out. You'd love this fucking kid. He lives in Jersey. He's still nuts. So he's wrestling this guy.
I know a couple of priests that like to do the same thing.
And they're just fucking wrestling. Like, and they're wasted and it's hilarious, right? So we all leave and we go, we had a courtyard in our building. We go back to the courtyard. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Everybody's done. And somebody goes, I forget who said it, there's like six of us standing there with this 40-year-old dude. Somebody goes, man, tonight got a little crazy, huh? And I swear to God, the guy goes, fuck that, it didn't get crazy. You want to see crazy? Whew, pulls a fucking piece out of his pants, I swear to God. He goes, fires 3 shots into the fucking grass. And everybody's like, all right, well, I'm going to go to bed. Good night. And this fucking kid, Pat, he was nuts, dude. They used to duel with BB guns. They would just duel with BB guns, like because they were like, yeah, I can fucking take it. You know what I mean? I saw him wrestle on glass before. He was all cut up, and he just thought it was funny. That fucking kid was white. He was white because he was like, dude, I was wrestling that guy. He had a loaded gun in his fucking shorts.
He's a 40-year-old.
A 40-year-old fucking man, loaded gun in his shorts, just wasted.
This is the only difference between me, my childhood, and your childhood. I did all that shit at 10, 13, and I got caught.
Yeah.
That's it. The only difference between me and you, I ripped off a fucking a supermarket. I stole gumball machines. I did. I got drunk, stole the gumball machines, and got arrested. I got caught. I literally had a shotgun to my head in somebody's backyard. And the cop said, if he moves, shoot him. I went, it was gum. I got arrested for kicking a mailbox. That's a federal offense. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
I kicked a mailbox. We were supposed to go fight Burlington. Medford was fighting Burlington. And
was it the Outsiders?
Yeah, exactly. And we were walking and I was like, yeah, and I fucking fucked them. And I kicked the mailbox. Cop pulled over and just grabbed me, threw me in the car. I got arrested for throwing a rock at a school door. My friend Frankie was throwing this boulder at a school door for literally 45 minutes. Boom! Boom! Nothing. I go down. He goes, you should do it. I pick it up one time. Cop pulls up. I'm holding the rock. He got a call that someone's throwing rocks at the school door. He shows up. It's me holding the rock. Never even threw the rock in the back of the car.
Jesus
Every
Christ.
Every fucking time.
We used to throw shit over our balcony just to watch it break because we thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And this kid Keezer one night, who was fucking nuts. This kid Keezer didn't go to school. He just lived in the building with us.
Yeah.
And he worked at the Kraft Cheese Factory. Right? He was our age, but he didn't go to school. He just was fucking there. Fucking was roommates with two of the guys that actually were students. Keys used to get like trash. He had a sectional couch.
Yeah.
And when he'd get drunk, he'd set it up like it was a bus.
What?
I swear to God, he'd set up like it was a bus. And he'd sit in the front like he was driving. You'd go over to his apartment, he'd be all drunk, and he'd go, come on, let's ride the Keyser bus. And you'd just sit there and he would pretend that he was driving a bus around. Hey folks, where are we going today? You know, like he was a funny fucking dude, right? But yeah, one night the whole building, like it sounded like dynamite went off. The building, like, literally shook. It sounded like an explosion. We were like, what the fuck was that? He threw a fucking TV off the balcony
And the tubes are explosive, dude.
Yeah.
The tube fucking exploded when it hit the ground, dude. Yeah. It was like the loudest, and he's just laughing. And we're like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's no real end to that story.
Maybe just, he got fired from being a bus driver. We used to, when I was a kid, we used to go to the Tufts, we used to hang out at Tufts, one of the parks of Tufts University. We used to go to railroad tracks, and you know the rocks on the railroad tracks, those nice little fucking chunky rocks
that surround.
We used to fill up on those, and when they did football practice.
What do you mean fill up on those?
We'd get pockets. We'd get the pockets and fill up our shirts with rocks, and we'd go to the football practice and just huck rocks, throw them into the fucking pile of guys that were practicing, because they wouldn't hurt them, because they had all the pads on and the helmets. But you just hear ping, and the fuck, what the? And the whole football team would chase us across this huge park, this field, and we would be laughing, running with the whole Tufts football team behind us. It sounded like a stampede behind you. It was such a loud noise and so terrifying that it was just so funny to us. And there was this one little opening on the other side that you'd have to make it through, where they really couldn't go beyond because the coach would be yelling at them. We would do that every fucking time they were practicing. We'd just get there and start fucking hucking rocks and have
That's
the
so
whole
funny,
football
dude.
Team chase us.
That's so funny. That's the best part of being young, is doing that dickheady shit.
Yeah.
Where you're like, you can't really get in trouble for it. You just do it
to
be an asshole. Like, it's so funny, man.
Yeah.
You can't do shit like that when you get old.
No, you can't. You can't. That's like stealing Chick-fil-A. You're not supposed to do that when you're old and you can afford it. We're not supposed to steal Chick-fil-A, dude. We both have multiple credit cards. We make money. We have fucking... We live in Manhattan.
An important detail here was we didn't know if they were going to let us pay for it if you had to pay with a special student card. That was part of my motivation. Let's just fucking walk. Because if we get up to the front and they say, no, you got to pay with... They have these things in college. They're called like flex cards.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you pay... They're like, no, you got to pay with your flex card. Then what?
Then we fucking don't get Chick-fil-A.
We could have had it for free. Nobody would have caught us.
Did you know how embarrassing that would be to be arrested? And with my luck, you'd probably get off because you look like I'd probably be fucking cuffed up having to call my wife. Can you get me out of jail? And I'm supposed to be on a diet. She's not even supposed to be at Chick-fil-A. Never mind the fact that she has to come pick me up. For what? I was robbing Chick-fil-A. She would divorce me. You know how sick that is? You know fucking...
Yeah, I know, but this is my argument.
Never mind the fat jokes on O&A.
Oh, my God. Oh, that would have been... Holy shit, I didn't even think of that.
The trashing I would have got on O&A would have been fucking epic.
Oh, my God.
Just my mugshot and all the fucking stupid Photoshop things that the assholes would have done with me in jail.
Jesus, dude, that'd be the best trashing ever. Here's the thing. Darn will probably back me up on this. We're grown men. I would have stolen the fucking Chick-fil-A, and if their bullshit security guard would have come up to me and goes, hey, you didn't pay for that, I would go, oh, Jesus, dude, you're right. Sorry, man. Well, no, you stole it. No, I didn't. No, you... Bro, look at the fucking cash in my wallet. Do you think I need to steal... I'm 33, and then I would have just paid for it. Here, take the fucking money. I made a mistake. Dude, I've walked out of stores holding shit by accident. Like, swear to God, by accident. I'll be holding a book or something, I'll forget.
Yeah.
And I'll walk out of the fucking store looking for somebody. I get outside, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And I've walked back in and just gone, sorry, I literally just walked outside with this by accident. And they go, okay, don't worry about it.
I literally could walk into a Duane Reade with those detectors. That way, you know, if you walk out and they haven't scanned it on the magnet.
Yeah.
Anytime I walk through one, even though I know I have a receipt, I paid for everything, or I didn't even get anything, I still walk through holding my breath because I still get paranoid that I stole some. I'm a thief.
Like, even
dude, I've been in jail. I've been locked away for a year. I'm still paranoid of, I can't believe that I'm not in prison. I should be in prison. In my brain, I should have been in prison for some serious, serious crime. That's the way I was kind of headed. So for me, not to be a criminal and not to be a piece of shit scumbag and to actually have good morals where I can afford to pay for Chick-fil-A, it's kind of an accomplishment for me. I kind of take pride in the fact that I don't have to steal this.
We didn't have to. It just would have been great.
It would have been great.
You know how many things I don't have to do that I love doing?
Like what?
I don't have to drink fucking whiskey at all. There's nothing that means I have to do that. I love it, though, so I do it. I don't have to go eat 8 pieces of KFC right now with you.
Right.
I'm gone to.
Gone to. Speaking of KFC, we need to end this fucking podcast because that's exactly what we're going to do because it's, what is it?
Starving. $10 I'm really thing. Scared they're going to close.
All right, we're going to go. We're going to get the fuck out of here now. Yeah. Joe DeRosa. Thank you for doing the podcast, and in honor of you, today we will close with your theme song.
Oh, thank you. You know what, dude?
You know what, dude? For everybody that listened to this podcast, follow us on Joe DeRosa Comedy, at Joe DeRosa Comedy. And at Robert Kelly on Twitter, Facebook's account, Robert Kelly, Joe DeRosa. And follow us at Cheat the Movie, capital C, capital T, capital T, Cheat the Movie, at Cheat the Movie on Twitter, and Cheat the Movie on Facebook. Make sure you join our Facebook account and our Twitter for updates. And you can buy tickets at Tribeca Film Festival. .com Get tickets to the showings of our short film, which is starting in April. So that's it.
There you go. Are we doing the showings?